This is North Shore High School Football. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Tonight, it is the opening night for North Shore Northeastern Conference football. The merger between the Northeastern Conference and the Greater Boston League began taking shape midway through last school year. But tonight, the former GBL Medford Mustangs will roll into Manning Field. That's the home of the Lynn Classical Rams. And tonight, it's Lynn Classical versus Medford tonight here on MSO News Sports. Medford, of course, with Lynn Classical, game number one. No record here coming into tonight's game. Jason Nascimento is the head basketball football coach at Medford High School. And he's in his fifth year as head coach, while Brian Vaughn of Lynn Classical High School is in his first year, a former Lynn English player. He is now the head coach at Lynn Classical High School. Both teams are out on the field and getting ready for tonight's game. The first game of this doubleheader at Manning Field and Lynn went to St. Mary's by the score of 54-21 as they defeated Saugus tonight. And so the Northeastern Conference North Shore High School football is underway. Just ahead, we'll check in with Coach Nascimento and Coach Brian Vaughn. So stay with us right here on MSO News Sports, the home for North Shore Sports, MSONewsSports.com.
MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO NewsSports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today. This is MSO News Sports. We are joined by Medford head football coach Jason Nascimento. And, Coach, welcome to MSO News Sports. Great to be talking with you. And I guess tell us a little bit about your team and how your preseason has gone so far.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Preseason has been pretty good for us. We're really young this year. You have a lot of juniors that are going to have to step up. We graduated a decent amount of seniors last year, a lot of firepower and offense. So, you know, we got a junior class that's pretty scrappy, but so far I've been pretty impressed with, you know, the seniors and the way they've led throughout the preseason. And a lot of those kids hit the weight room pretty hard in the off season, which was good to see. So we've been pretty happy with the way things have gone, but we know there's a lot of work ahead and we got our hands full tomorrow night. With Classical, they look really good. But, we're just trying to take a step forward and continue to get better. And I'm excited to get things started off tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, tell me, what would a strength of your team be? Whether it be somewhere on offense or defense, or where would a strength be?
I think one of our strengths would, this year at least, it looks like, would be at our skill spots. We have a lot of new guys in our skill spots, but I think a lot of those kids are ready to play. So I think that's one of our strengths coming in. And up front too, we have three returning offensive linemen, which is really good to have up front. It's really good to have that experience. So I think on the offensive side, you know, up front, we've got some experience coming back, and our skilled guys, like I said, they're young, but I think they're ready to step in and get this thing going.
Tell me about your quarterback, Joel Dislaw, Jr.
Yep. So, Joel, you know, this will be his first year starting here in the job this season. He was in a battle with a couple other guys all preseason, but he earned it for, you know, the start of week one. He's not the same type of quarterback that we had last year. Last year we had a kid that was, you know, big-time scrambler, could break it any play. Joel's a very good manager. Even for a junior, he seems to have really good control of the offense. And he's a scrappy kid. You know, he'll get you the tough yards that you need to. And so far he's been making pretty, knock on wood, he's been making pretty good decisions. And he just, you know, his maturity is showing pretty good, which is good to see for a junior especially.
And it sounds like he'll be throwing the football on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, you never know what we're going to come in with. You know, we've been working in the past game a ton, just trying to make sure we have both dimensions ready to go, just because, you know, he's a young guy, but we just definitely want to see what he can do. So, you know, you never know what to expect from game time, but, you know, the past game, definitely one of our strengths.
Coach, tell me about a key player on defense, someone to really watch or somebody that you really need to count on defensively for Medford High School.
Yeah, I think on defense, it definitely starts with the guys up front, especially like those defensive ends. Jacob Morey and Kevin Cadet, they'll be huge key roles. And our linebacking corps, for sure, led by Joe Camaro, Corey Stinson, and Chris Borella. You know, if those guys come to play, we have a shot. Get a shot at winning any week, so they'll be huge. And you know, at the back secondary, those guys, you know, again, another young group, a lot of juniors stepping on the field, but hopefully they can be ready to go. But for sure, those linebackers up front, those front seven, we definitely need them to perform.
Usually, Coach, when I talk to a coach for the first time and during the season, I like to ask him a question about their. Well, wait, actually, wait a minute. Before I do that, I got to ask you about the game itself, the classical. And Medford, what kind of a game are you expecting Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting a great game. You know, we want to go in and compete with anybody, especially with the new league. But I know Coach Brian Vaughn. You know, this is his first opener over there in Lynn Classical, and he's a guy that we respect the hell out of. He actually coached my youngest brother in high school. My youngest brother played for him at Pope John a few years back. I think it was back in like 2010 or 2009. So I know him pretty well. A couple of the guys in that staff that I know pretty well from, I think I played high school football with them. So, you know, we respect the hell out of them. We know he's going to have them ready to go. So we're expecting to go into a pretty intense atmosphere. I know it's going to be their home opener. You know, new coaching staff. So anytime you do that, they'll be ready to go. So, you know, hopefully we can come in and match that tempo and be ready to go.
Gotcha. All right, here's my last question, Coach. Your coaching staff, any notes from your coaching staff, any new additions this year, or any names you want to share with us from the Medford coaching staff this year?
We pretty much have the same staff intact. You know, I got my brother, Jonathan Nascimento, my assistant head coach, Craig Drouchke, Marco Santoro, coaching the receivers, you know, Kim, Coach Smith, up there helping out with the offensive line as well. So we have our core staff back, and we have a couple new freshman coaches. So, you know, we have a great group of guys that have done a great job so far. And you know, I'm just looking forward to getting another year of working with them.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, great talking with you. Good luck Friday night, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on board, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night.
Yep. Jason Nascimento, the head football coach at Medford High School here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore, get the MSO News Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm with head coach Brian Bond from Lynn Classical Football, getting ready for his first game as head coach of the Rams on Friday night against Medford. And Brian, tell us about the preparation. It's coming to an end.
Yeah, you know, we've been going at it all summer in the weight room and doing conditioning stuff. And then when camp comes, you know, we've been working hard. I think the kids have been working hard. I think the coaching staff has been putting in the time to better the program. And we're excited. We're excited to have our opener night tomorrow night, first time coaching in green and gold. And we're really excited.
Tell me about the you know, kind of the improvements that you've seen with the team since the very beginning. Where are the greatest areas of improvement?
I just think right now the kids have really made a strong commitment. I think, you know, the commitment that they had this year is probably one of the best they had, you know, especially because we have a lot of great senior leaders right now. And they're the ones that are really changing the culture and doing some things that make kids understand how much it takes and, you know, pushing in the direction of totally being committed to the program.
Brian, let me ask you about some of your offensive players, then we'll go to defense for a second here, but maybe tell me anything about, what can you share with me about your offensive line, and then we'll go to some skilled players.
We have some offensive linemen, you know, again, a lot of guys first-year starters, a little inexperienced, but overall they give great effort, and, you know, we have some decent size up front, and they're some pretty good athletes, so we're hoping with the decent size and being pretty athletic, it's going to gel for us.
Now, the offense itself, run by a junior quarterback, Keith Ridley. Describe him as a player to me, and then some of the people that he might be throwing to or handing off to.
Ridley's a kid that is picking up the offense really well. He's an extension of the coaching staff when he's on the field. We actually give him a lot of leeway with changing play calls and stuff like that. And he's taken over the team by doing that. Strong arm, very high football IQ. So we're excited for him. Some of the wide receivers, I think we have a good four core wide receivers: Adam Washington, Nashawn Butler, Tyrese Joseph, Marcus Tucker, Maurice Sequeira. We have a few. We'll be rotating anywhere between four and seven wide receivers. So we're excited for those guys. I think they're pretty good athletes.
And if you were a scout looking at your defense, what might be a player or two that you would kind of notice at the end of, say, the first quarter of a game?
Oh, I would have to say Alberto Guerrero. He's one of our linebackers. He's really athletic and strong and fast. Makes a lot of plays. Ishmael Johnson, he's basically our quarterback on defense, and obviously Chase Bono, he's probably our guy. He's our leader on defense.
Yeah. Coach, if you could share with me your coaching staff and some of the guys that you're obviously counting on and to help lead this team this year.
Sure. One coach is a coach that he's been with me at Pope John and over in the Boston League as well. He's been with me over some time is Jamie Delverney. He's been my O-line coach. He's my right-hand man. I count heavily on him. Also, Dennis Murphy, Lynn guy. He was with me my first year at South Boston. He's my defensive coordinator. Gets after it. Very hard worker. Always trying to do the right thing to get better. I also have Rob Sorois, who's a carryover from the last staff. But he's our special teams coach. And he, you know, again, he gets after it. Tyler Alcudo, another person carried over, my receivers coach, him and Scott Ferry, because we go inside-outside receivers. You know, they help develop our guys. And overall, I think, like I said, our coaching staff has been putting the time in and working really hard.
Finally, what do you know about Medford? What kind of a game do you expect?
Medford's always, you know, my experience is Medford's always been like you know, a lot of athletes, guys that can run, guys with some speed. So we have to worry about that. I think, you know, if we can't contain, like, their athletes from running around and making plays, then we'll be in trouble. But if we can contain that, you know, hopefully things will go our way.
Well, Brian, good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Brian Bond, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org. Join us for the 8th annual History and Hops, local beer, food trucks, and more, all to support the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Friday, September 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. For more information, visit lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on September 12th and Tuesday, November 7th.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns tonight. This is the second game of a doubleheader here at Manning Field in Lynn tonight. The first game went to St. Mary's, 54-21 over Saugus. And in that game, St. Mary's coach Matt Durgan bringing his team back from a Super Bowl appearance a year ago. Well, Saugus was led by first-year coach Anthony Nayland, who replaced Mike Broderick during the offseason at Saugus High School. Mike going on to become an assistant coach or join the coaching staff at Curry College. We had the coin toss right here between Medford and Lynn Classical. Medford will be kicking off from left to right to Lynn Classical to get tonight's game underway. The Rams on the near side, led by former Lynn English High standout Brian Vaughn. Brian Vaughn, in his senior year, played in a Division III Super Bowl team for English High School. The Rams were 2-8 a year ago, and so he's taking over this program, hoping to rebuild it and get some wins. And they've got the home green uniforms, the white numbers with the gold trim around them. They're on the near side of the field, while Medford over on the far side of the field. They're actually... they lost one of the top players in Eastern Mass football, Ben Antoine, who was the number two scorer in Division II, accounting for 24 TDs, 168 total points. But he graduated last year, so he's no longer on the team. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's pause now. We have our national anthem from Manning Field in Lynn.
National anthem sung by a Lynn Classical student. And I will try to get her when she walks by here in just a moment here, just to meet her just for a second here. So there's the national anthem, Medford and Lynn Classical just about ready to kick it off tonight in their opener. Lynn Classical, the home team here tonight at Manning Field. And Lynn, beautiful night here, cooling down, a little bit of a breeze out there. I think it's coming from left to right on the field. Medford across the way with the white uniforms, the Mustangs. They've got the dark blue numerals, kind of dark socks, many of them, and kind of a navy blue helmet, it looks like, across the way. We lost a light bulb up here, too, Tim.
Yeah.
This is going to be a little tough for us here.
This is early years of football, like caveman broadcasting.
Yeah, I hate to be a complainer. I really do. But with our eyesight, so we'll do what we can here. It's just our stuff here. The field is fine. That hasn't changed really. So it is Cal Max Vixama to kick off for Medford from left to right to Lynn Classical High School. Looks like he'll come on it soccer style as we wait. Here he comes. Pretty much straight on, left foot kick. Nails it all the way down to the 6-yard line. Fielded by the Rams there. Run out over the 10 to the 20 to the 25, 30. Still running out to the 40, maybe the 41-yard line. Great return by Classical High School from the 6 all the way out to the 41-yard line. And on that return, it was Melvin Nieves on the return. Melvin Nels, rather, with the return.
Yeah, he just went straight up the middle. He got the ball, like you said, Bill, around the 6-yard line. And he just went straight up the middle aggressively and split a number of defenders, the Rams, right into the offensive attack.
From the 41-yard line, the Ram offense starts off. And it is Keith Ridley throwing in the backfield off on the right. The catch is made. I think it's Nashawn Butler running around the right end up over midfield out of the 40. And let's see, did he step out of bounds before that? Yeah, he stepped out of bounds before the 40. They're saying that he went out to the 47. So Keith Ridley with a nice pass. That was a pass that was a backwards pass. So
yes.
If that had not been caught, it would have been a fumble.
Yeah.
Clearly a backwards pass. It is enough for the first down down to the 47-yard line. And another run play. Runner breaks free out of a pack down the left side. 40, 30, 25. Tumbling down is Malcolm Best, the junior running back for Classical High School.
Well, he let his block and set him up, Bill. He came over the left side, and he let the left tackle get in there and seal the edge, and he just booted right around it. Did a nice shift of the ball from right hand to left hand as he cleared the line of scrimmage and then just ran right over a defender.
No huddle offense here by the Rams. Quick pass out on the left to Butler, and he makes the catch on the left side, dances down the left sideline and juts inside from the 10 to the 5 and into the end zone for the Classical touchdown.
What a great move by Butler, Bill, to elude the final potential tackler from Medford. He just juked him inside, outside, went inside. The guy could have fallen and broken his ankles on that move, and he went uncontested to the end zone inside the 10-yard line. So Classical with a quick-strike offense, great blocking up front, solid blocking for the receivers downfield once they got their hands in the ball, some excellent running both on the run and after the catch in Classical.
Ishmael Johnson with the point after kick attempt. It's wide left. It was a low line drive kick. That fails. So a 24-yard pass play from Keith Ridley to Nashawn Butler for the game's first touchdown, giving the Rams a 6-0 lead.
And that took, I think they have the clock set up wrong, Bill. It says 23 seconds. Are they running it up to the time? Or are they running down the clock now?
No, that might be 10:23. So,
oh, there it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, I got the pole on
yeah,
the way.
So,
right. Okay.
Yeah, there's the uprights.
So it took him all of 37 seconds.
Yeah, 37-second drive. And that would have been a 59-yard drive.
And again, Classical up-tempo offense. The ball quickly out of the quarterback's hands into the hands of Butler on two occasions, and he's certainly a scat back. Doesn't appear to be all that big. He's 5'6", 150, so he is not. But boy, does he have speed, and he has moves.
Ryan Burke back.
Ishmael Johnson expected to kick off here for Classical High School from right to left for the Rams. At first, they lined up in a tight formation. Now they spread it out. And so Medford goes into the routine punt return coverage. It's a line drive kick landing inside the 40 down to the 30 and out of bounds at around the 20-yard line on the near side here. The kick again from right to left. So a flag on the kick that rolled out of bounds.
Well, while we have a quick moment, the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard for the first time this season. Again, Classical 6-0 over Medford. Gloucester 21-0 over Revere at the end of the first half. Marblehead 6-3 over Triton. Peabody over Somerville 7-0. St. Mary's crushed. Sauk is, what's it, 54, 52?
54-21.
54-21. I just didn't have the St. Mary's score. Ipswich over Essex Tech, 7-0. Linfield over Newburyport, 12-0.
Those are partials right there.
In the first half.
Yep, yes. I gotcha. It's Medford taking over, and it is quarterback Joel Disla, who is a junior, 5'10", 170. This will be a first-year starting situation for him. We didn't even set the offensive line for Classical High School, so we'll try to do that for Medford. Vinny Tabanisi is the center, 5'11", 220 pounds. Nick Dunn, a guard at 220. Tim Galsick, another guard at 220. Tevin Cadet and Jacob Morey are the tackles. Two wideouts to the left side, one near side right, two running backs in the backfield along with the quarterback out of the shotgun. Disla takes the snap, rolls left. He's going to be sacked back inside the 20 at around the 16-yard line.
Great push up front by the defensive line number 50 for Lynn Classical, Ahmed Gelasso, a senior, 6'2", 225, just went right over the center into the backfield, grabbed the quarterback and threw him down.
Yeah.
On that first play for Medford, there was a collision between the running back and the quarterback, and that really just blew the whole play up, and Classical was able to drop the running back for a loss right on that initial play, and now there's a flag.
Third down and 22. Could be a delay of game here against Medford. Or are they counting players on the field?
Well, they didn't kick anybody off.
They didn't move the football.
Yeah.
They're picking up the flag. Maybe I think they thought they might have had an extra player because the back judge here looked like he was counting players. One, two, you know how they do that.
Doing the finger pointing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And on third and 22, now it appears that the Rams have jumped offside, unless they were.
Yeah, that was everybody. Whole defensive line went at once, so they were certainly counting the signals, and they all went at once, so they were anticipating something. Wait a minute, I'll see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Classical did have 12 men on the field, Bill.
Disla at quarterback, working out of the shotgun. Big, aggressive appearing Classical defense here. Disla from the shotgun, hands off to his left halfback, who runs near side right. Short gainer out over the 25 to the 27 before he is wrapped up. And that ball carrier was Chris Perella, the junior, 5'10", 185 pounds.
Yeah, Matt DeSano, 6'4", 225 defensive end, slid inside and managed to wrap the runner-up effectively. He got a little help from his linebacking crew, but he was wrapped around the ankles.
J.B. Fernandez to punt for Medford. He stands back at his 15-yard line to receive the snap on fourth down. Fourth down and a long way to go. Gets the right foot of the ball. Nice, high, soft punt. Lands without being fielded by the Rams. Inside the 45. Touched there at the 42-yard line, or 43, by Medford. No return. And it'll be first down, Lynn Classical, at the Classical 42-yard line.
Now, flagging the play. Classical's having a real hard time in his last couple of plays, Bill, getting a handle on a number of players in the field, because the play was on the field, started to come off, then stopped. The play ensued, and then went off the field, and the side judge threw a flag. It'll probably be only 5 yards, but I think that would make them, method we want to try to maybe kick it again, another get a little bit more yardage down the field. Let's see what they decide to do.
Medford missing a couple of players for tonight's game. David Demo is out with a two-way ankle. He's a two-way player, had an ankle injury. He's a junior. They hope to have him back later this year. The same with Wemerson Pesna, who is a defensive lineman. He is injured and out for tonight's game as well. A couple of guys that the coach might normally, that would be Coach Jason Nascimento, might be normally counting on to be starters. Again, they pick up the flag here, wave that off. And we have 8 minutes to go, first quarter. 6-0 Lynn Classical lead on the touchdown pass from Keith Ridley to Nishan Butler of 24 yards, capping just a very fast pace, 37-second drive. So here is Ridley. Ridley's got some size out there as a quarterback at 6'3", 215 pounds, number 11 for the Rams, out of the shotgun himself. Two wideouts each way. Halfback set to his right side. Takes the direct snap on first down. Quick pass out on the right side. The catch is made there by Marcus Tucker. Runs to the right side. He'll only get vertically maybe 2 yards out to the 44.
Yeah, he tried to cut back and get around a blocker on the far side, Bill, but the Memphis defender.
No huddle offense for Ridley and the Rams. Hand off to the right halfback. The only halfback up to midfield, and that is just short of the first down. Nice gain there for the Rams, about an 8-yard gain. The offensive line for Classical, Jason Ruiz is at center, senior. Javian Delgado, a guard, a senior. Nick LaBella, senior guard. At tackles, Dennis Pierce, a junior, and Terrence McGowey, a junior. Third and short. And is this Ridley keeping it on the fake and charging ahead inside the 45 to the 42? First down rush by quarterback Keith Ridley.
Giving you another update on the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. Danvers has jumped out to a 15-0 lead over Winthrop, 34 seconds into the second quarter. And in Gloucester, they are having their way with Revere. They have outgained the Revere offense 154 yards to 4.
As an option out on the right side by Ridley to Butler. Butler dances around the right corner. There's a flag down. This could be a holding call on Classical. We'll see where when they sort this out. Nice little option football. So we've seen Ridley drop back and pass. We have seen him keep it and rush for decent yardage up the middle. And there he rolled right side and optioned it out on the right to Butler. A block in the back. 6-0, Classical is leading here against Medford High School. Ball comes to the ball is placed down at the 48 of Classical, just inside the 48. So it'll be a first down and 20 for the Rams. Two wideouts to the right and two to the near side left here. Ball hash mark right side. Halfback set to the left of Ridley this time. The 6'3 quarterback takes the snap. Right-hand throw. Way down on the left side. Man open. Catch at the 28-yard line. And run all the way in for a touchdown. Lynn Classical touchdown.
A little bit reminiscent of the Patriots game last night, where the wide receiver ran unmolested down the right-hand side. And the Kansas City quarterback laid it right in his arms in stride. But we just saw the same thing happen here, as the Lynn Classical quarterback laid it into the hands of
Chase Bono.
Yep. And he was off to the races. Classical jumps out 12-0 over Medford.
Keith Ridley to Chase Bono. Chase Bono is just he's going to do a lot on defense, but an athlete like that, you need him on both sides of the ball. Ball point after kick is up and good by Ishmael Mail Johnson.
Extra point by Adam Washington is good.
Oh, Adam Washington with the kick.
Score of the class with 13. Medford nothing.
13-0.
With 6:34 left in the first half. In my innocuous game of the night, Bill, we're going to resurrect that again this year. In honor of my good friend Jim Coffey, formerly the AD at Winthrop, and then at Beverly, who was such a great contributor to MSO coverage of Beverly High School sports. His Falmouth High School football team is leading Mount Ararat 19-0 in the second quarter. So good luck to the Falmouth football team this year.
How is Mount Everett there? How are they looking? Here's an onside kick by the Rams. They've covered it up, it appears. The onside kick rolled over the midfield stripe to the 48 of Medford, and there were just green uniforms around there. So,
and it was interesting, Bill, that the up men for Medford backpedaled as the ball came towards them. Instead of rushing to it and covering it ASAP, they backed away. And as you said, all there were green jerseys around it, and they pounced on it. Classical looking to take advantage of another a Medford miscue here.
Often on those, you're uncertain as to who does actually cover the football on an onside kick. This time, again, just green uniforms. Here's Ridley airing it out again, way down on the left side. It's caught, but out of bounds. The intended receiver, Adam Washington. So Washington went way down inside the 30, reached over his shoulder, but he was a good full stride out of bounds when he made the catch off the arm of Keith Ridley. Incomplete pass, second down 10 at the 48. I'm going to call it the 49, actually.
I prefer you call it the 48.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're not to the 48, yo. So it's got to be the 49. Cut it out, Tim. Man, it started already with this guy. Here's Malcolm Best with a handoff, a short gainer, down inside the 48 to about the 47. 6 minutes to play, first quarter. 13-0, Lynn Classical leading. Two touchdown passes off the arm of Keith Ridley. This will be a third down and 8 for the Rams. Ridley back. Three receivers left side, rolling right now. He's got to keep it, and he runs, and he's got the first down, slicing to the sidelines and ripped down inside the 35 at the 34.
Yeah, nice recognition of the fact that his receivers were covered in the secondary, and he knew he checked out the right side. There was nobody there sealing the edge, so he just took off. He's got some nice speed, Bill. That's a nice option for the Classical offense to have. It's a quarterback who can run but also recognizes the situation. And he stayed in the pocket for quite a long time as well.
He did. That shows poise. That shows timing and allowing the defenders to go back and bite onto those receivers a little bit. This is Best again, the ball carrier, running down inside the 30 to the 25. That might be his best run down to the 20 as he gets just about 15 yards, Malcolm Best, on that carry. To the 20, first down. So what is impressive about Ridley, the junior quarterback, again, is the different ways he uses the field, and you love an offense that makes you defend the entire field, and that appears to be what Ridley and Coach Brian Vaughn are showing here tonight. Wing back handoff. This is Marcus Tucker from the left coming back inside to the 15 and down to the 13 before he stops short of the first down, which would be down to the 10.
Looking at the Classical backfield, Bono's a junior, Butler a junior, Tucker a junior. This team is not only poised for this year, but for next year as well, Bill.
It'll be a second down and 3. Handoff, and I think this is Butler rounding the right side. His uniform is kind of twisted a little bit in the back there where the number is, but he did not get the first down. In fact, he lost a couple of yards back out to the 14. Again, the first down marker is at just inside the 10 in Medford territory.
Yeah, defensive back Dawood Peterson extended the play out towards the corner and prevented Butler from turning up and getting the first down and making that play.
Rams, without a huddle, send three receivers out, far side right, one near side left, ball hash mark right side. Ridley with a third down and maybe just a bit over 5 yards to go for the first down, with the ball placed down at just about the 16-yard line in Medford territory. Leading already are the Rams, 13-0 over Medford. Now time is called by the officials. I think it's a delay of game. Yeah, delay of game. Check out one of our newest programs here on MSO News Sports. It's Connections on Thursday with Rick Moore. Timely local guests. Feature guests include Heather Atwood. Do you do a lot of cooking, Tim?
My wife wishes I would start, seeing as I'm retired now. But.
You should listen to that. She always has some good ideas, Tim.
I hope she's not listening, Bill, because I'll hear that. I'll hear about that.
No, I mean, Heather has some good ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Ridley scrambling on third down and 11, and he dives it down near the angling to the 7. He has enough for the first down, which would be the 10, and I think they're spotting him out of bounds at the 6. So there you go. There's Ridley again, dropping back to pass, not finding anyone open right away. Coverage there by Medford, but then he takes it around the right end.
And again, he's 6'3", 215, Bill. So he has the ability to see over the line of scrimmage and see that the coverages are effective. And he can also spot the open side of the field. And again, as you mentioned, it's the poise to simply recognize nothing downfield. There's an opening. I can take it.
Ball at the 6-yard line, first and goal for Lynn Classical High School. Direct snap back to Ridley. Handoff inside. I think it's Malcolm Best taking the handoff. Not much of a gain there. Got a lot of traffic there. Well, I tell you, anybody watching this film, the next Ram opponent, which I think is Malden. Yeah, Malden next week will say, I'm going to have to keep pay a little bit more attention to Keith Ridley here.
Yeah.
Not that Medford's not. I'm not saying they're not. I think he's just... I think he's surprising folks with what he can do. Here's a run play into the end zone. Touchdown from 8 yards out.
Is that Butler again?
Marcus Tucker.
Again, another junior, 5'7", 160. Again, the Rams displaying a plethora of running backs this year, Bill, all with great speed, obviously great upfield vision. The offensive line doing an outstanding job of creating gaps, sealing the edge, and allowing these little scat backs to get outside and use their speed and agility to get into the end zone. 21-0 in the first quarter with 3:05 remaining. This we haven't seen from Classical in quite a bit.
Ridley on the two-point conversion attempt heaves it high in the air to the left corner of the end zone, and it's knocked down incomplete. And so the score will hold at 19-0.
An interesting score at Marblehead. Marblehead leads Triton 8-3, having just scored on a safety with 2 minutes to go in the half.
So you got a safety and a field goal in that game. That's not, you don't see a lot of that in high school. I mean, you're more likely to see a safety than a field goal sometimes in high school football. Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, or check us out on our Facebook page. And if you have any comments, suggestions, you can always email us at our email address available on our website. But it's msonewsports@gmail.com. Another rolling onside type kick that rolls all the way down inside the 40. This time Medford, I believe, does cover it up at the 38-yard line. And they'll start back left to right. Well, this is an aggressive Classical team out on the field here tonight.
They're just looking to take it. Now, teams down the road are going to see this on the game film, and they're going to have to be aware of this. So you may have to put a few more good hands people, your All-State crew, up front when Classical kicks off. Just having to cover it in the event of they do. Decide an onside kick, and it's something you're going to have to coach up during the week, you know, and just to make them aware that beware they kick it. You've got to get after that ball.
All-State, the good hands people. Here's a run play. It's Matt Aridis, the junior, hopping over a defender on the left side, up over the 40 to the 42, maybe. Yeah, just the 42, a four-yard gain for Aridis. He's a junior running back. Joel Dislaw, the quarterback for Medford High School, 2:40 to go in quarter one. 19-0 our score. Lynn Classical is leading over Medford. In the backfield, Corey Stinson along with quarterback Joel Dislaw. It is just Dislaw and Stinson back there now. Two wideouts near side right, one far side left. And it's a looked like it might have been almost a mixed-up on the handoff, but Dysla gave it to Stinson, and then it almost looked like he wanted to take it back. Like, no, I'm not really giving this to you. Don't. This is a fake. And then he was going to hit around the left end, but Stinson held on to it.
Yeah, there's been a couple of instances of confusion in the exchange of the ball.
We are back here tomorrow afternoon for the Lynn English Beverly game, 2 o'clock kickoff, and you'll hear it right here on MSO News Sports, while Rick Moore and Marty Smith will be at Hamilton Wenham for the Bishop Fenwick at Hamilton Wenham game. Here's a run play, Medford around right end up to midfield, down to the 40, first down run here, and all the way down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. Matt Aridis, the ball carrier, big gainer there for Medford High School, sprinting around right end.
Yeah, they managed to seal the right side, and he just took off behind the right tackle and got past the linebacking crew of the Rams. And luckily, the deep safety and corner for Classical were able to angle him up because he was on his way to six. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that was plugged in. I'm not convinced of that. It seems kind of dim. 1:14 to play in the first quarter. Back to pass. Quarterback Dysla throws. It's intercepted in the end zone. And run back out. Oh, out to the 17-yard line by Lynn Classical's Darrell Rucker. So Rucker on the interception for Classical High School.
That ball was badly underthrown by 3-4 yards. The receiver was open deep, but the ball just wasn't thrown deep enough for him to get it. Easy pickoff for Rucker, as you said, Bill. And he had some blocking in front of him that got him back out near the 20-yard line. With 1:04 remaining in the quarter,
so the Rams take over at their 19-yard line. First play is a rush play out over the 20, 25, 30. First down run, just enough, an 11-yard gain there by Classical High School. And Malcolm Best, the ball carrier. So Best is putting up some double-digit runs for the Rams here. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. 47 seconds showing on the Manning Field clock. Best again, and he's out to the 35. 5-yard gain for Best. Again tomorrow, English right here against Beverly High School, 2 o'clock from Manning Field here on MSO News Sports. And the Bishop Fenwick at Hamilton Wenham game also at 2 on MSO Radio. Both radio games tomorrow here on the website. Check out our new app, by the way. We had an app before, but this is an improved app. So it's the same app, but it's improved. So if you had the old app, that's fine. You're all set. Here's a quick pass out on the left side. The catch is made for a very short gainer out on the near side, left side, by Nashawn Butler. So Butler is short of the first down, out to the 38. Time running down, and the quarter ends. Through one quarter, the score, it is 19-0. Lynn Classical leading Medford here on MSO News Sports.
Folks on the home side of the field.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7.
the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
Well, Lynn Classical with the first play of the second quarter. They rush it around the left side for a first down run, about a 3-yard gain out to their own 40-yard line. Leading here 19-0. Stinson credited with the tackle for Medford.
The next break will give you an update on some of the area scores. Some of them are already into the halftime as they started at 7 o'clock.
Rams moving left to right here in the second quarter with a 19-0 lead at Manning Field. Keith Ridley, very impressive here tonight in the early going. Ridley out of the shotgun. Has a man in motion behind him to the right side. Comes around, throws the ball out to him. That'd be Butler. Butler makes the catch. Flag goes down. He's out to the 49.
No, there's a flag call, but it's a very, thrown from the back judge. 15, 20 yards behind the play. And if he's going to call block in the back, he's absolutely wrong. Because the linebacker fell down and he went by him as he was falling and didn't lay a hand on him. And the flag didn't come from any up officials. It came from deep in the secondary. And he couldn't have had, he did not have a good clear look at that play. That was awful. And I think the Classical head coach is letting him know it, too.
So how do you feel about that call,
Tim? It was awful.
Tim? Okay.
Awful. Seriously.
MSO News Sports, multimedia website featuring exclusive audio and radio interviews as well as photos, videos, connecting you to North Shore newsmakers. Check us out from time to time during the week, msonewsports.com. Here's Ridley airing it out way down on the right side. There's some coverage. There's a receiver open, though, and he leaps, makes the catch, and comes down. Tyrese Joseph with a reception all the way down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line of Medford.
Well, the ball was underthrown, Bill, from Ridley. He put a lot of air underneath it, and Tyrese did a great job of adjusting the route, checking up, getting in between the ball and the defender, and brought it down. Big gain for Classical.
Yeah, at first I thought there were two receivers going down the right side, one inside, one outside. It ended up going to Tyrese Joseph on the outside. Here's another long throw down to the left side. A leaping grab. Is it caught in the end zone? Yes! Touchdown!
Wow. I think that's
28 yards.
Butler. Yes.
Flag down.
And on the previous play, he had number 5, Marcus Tucker, the inside midfield. He was even more open than Joseph was, and I thought he was going to go there, but he checked off and went to the sideline. And Joseph made the catch, a spectacular catch by Butler with the defensive back draped all over him. He managed to get up and pull that ball down, but we're going to have...
That is a play when your receiver makes an athletic play to come down with the football, as he did, off balance, falling to the ground, but it's coming back. It will not count. Illegal man downfield. Ball placed back out to the 33-yard line. It would have been a 28-yard touchdown catch, and what a catch as we're trying to describe it to you. He went up in the air about 2 yards inside the goal line there, slightly to the left of the end zone, left side of the end zone, and came down, fell down on his tailgate, then held onto the football. So here's Ridley with a first down and 15 now. Classical quarterback, two wideouts each way, running back beside him. Quick pass, this one down over the middle. It's just overthrown. Man was open, though. And that was Butler.
Yeah, he just put a little bit too much steam where he's a little bit soft on a couple of the early passes. This was more almost a line drive, a nice tight spiral. And as soon as it left his hand, you could tell it had a lot of juice on it. And it was just a matter of Butler, could he get down the field fast enough? If the quarterback... waits just a split second longer. He hits him in stride. What a really nice pass. Really is impressive.
Yeah. Again, Ridley running the football, different places on the field, throwing the football. Here's a short pass out on the left. The catch is made, a five-yard gain there. Run back inside to the 20. First down yardage to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Adam
Washington.
First time, yep. I think it's the first time he's put his hands on the ball. Made a great catch to the left side of the line of scrimmage. Quick. The essence of Classical's attack tonight, Bill, has been the quick pass. Get the ball in the receiver's hands before the defense has a chance to react. And then he came all the way across the field on a slight angle through the linebacker area and then got a couple of seal blocks from the receivers on the right-hand side. And he went into the end zone, was never touched. So Classical has been, this coaching staff has been inventive with their play scheming. The players have been sharpening their execution. Ridley has been on with his passes. The running backs have been alert to the passing lanes and when to make their cuts. Classical is looking real deal here in this first half of this first game of the 2017 season.
So Ridley and the team go lined up for a 2-point conversion. Quick pass out on the right is blocked, incomplete. So the last two extra point attempts were pass attempts that failed. So we stop now at 25-0. Keith Ridley to Adam Washington, 34 yards for the touchdown catch.
Okay, so here's an update on our Moynihan Lumber scoreboard with into the second quarter here, and many of these are...
A lot of folks may not know this, Tim, but it is actually, we do have a Moynihan Lumber scoreboard with Moynihan Lumber painted nicely with great paints. There's actually some wood stain on the right-hand side of that. It's beautiful. And anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So we got Davis leading Winthrop at the half, 21-0. Gloucester over Revere, 29-0. That's in the third quarter. Amabahead over Triton, 8-3. Salem over Austin Prep, 13-8. Peabody trailing Somerville, 13-7. We gave you the earlier St. Mary's score. Ipswich, last score we had was 14-0 at the half over Essex Tech. Linfield over Newburyport, 19-0.
Ishmael Johnson getting ready to kick off for Lynn Classical. His team leading now 25-0 over Medford in the second quarter. Now, they've tried some onside kicks. They've tried some line drive kicks. Let's see what they try here. Leading by 25-0. This is a line drive kick that rolls past the 30, down to the 20, to the 18-yard line. Fielded there by Medford. Run back quickly out over the 30 to the 33, where it'll be first down for the Mustangs in their own territory at about the 33 with 9:05 to play in the first half. Wait, what's the latest on the Danvers game, Tim? I'm sorry.
21-0 at halftime.
Okay. We saw Coach Driscoll last week, or this week, I should say.
Yep.
They're very young. Winthrop is very young in as a team.
They have 18 freshmen to be playing on the JV level along with some sophomores.
Two wideouts. I'm sorry, Tim. Go.
No, I was just going to say it may be a year where they take a few lumps. He has seven seniors. I interviewed the two captains the other day as well, and that's up on the website. They're very positive. You know, they think they can accomplish some things this year. I think one of the biggest things is for this senior group to really lend their experience and expertise to those freshmen, because they're going to form the nucleus of the next several years for Coach Driscoll.
St. John's Prep is at Haverhill tomorrow in North Shore football.
To the Hillies.
To the Hillies. Just looking at some of these other games here today. So, again, the one final that we do have was St. Mary's over Saugus, 54-21 in the first game played here at Manning Field earlier tonight. It'll be first down Medford. Quarterback Joel Disla hands off and runs off to the right side. No gain for Medford. Well, we've obviously been documenting the Classical offense, but their defense has been very tough here tonight as well. No gain, second down and 10 for Medford. at the 30, their 34-yard line, just out inside the 34. Offensive line, Vinny Tavanisi at center. Nick Dunn and Tim Galsick are the guards. Tevin Cadet and Jacob Morey are the tackles for Medford High School. Quick pass out on the left, caught there by Barrasso. Keith comes down with it, and he's hit right away for a short gainer. Forward progress will get him out to the 36, but that's a very short gainer of only 3 yards.
Salem has taken a 21-8 lead over Austin Prep. At the Austin Prep.
I saw a tweet earlier. I'm wondering if that's Mike Renier who's at that game here tonight. It might be for the Salem News. Out of retirement.
Yeah, he's...
Maybe it must not be a Springsteen concert tonight somewhere around the world. Trips out to the right side, one near to the near side left, and he comes in motion and takes the handoff. This is Burke, turns the right side, now Ooh. Cuts upfield over the 40, out to the 44. Very close to the first down stake.
Classical captain Ishmael Johnson gave him a pop of the shoulder blades as he cut inside of the tackle and headed upfield and just took him off his pin and set him on his rear side.
It is enough for a first down. Just enough, out to the 45-yard line. Wideouts, two to the near side left, two to the far side right for Medford on the first and 10 from their own 45-yard line, trailing 25 to nothing. Disla throws over the middle man, open, off his chest and falling incomplete down at the 30-yard line of Classical High School. Burke, the intended receiver. Well, Patriots are down. Gloucester leading 29 to nothing now. End of the third quarter. A few at that score.
Yes, and it is Mike Grenier.
It is.
Who is giving us the Salem scores.
All right. There we go. Saw a tweet earlier talking about the weather. I figured if you're retired and you don't live, you know, you're really not near Salem, Mass. And I'm thinking that... He came out of retirement to do that, as he did a few times last year. Quick pass out on the right side on first down. Catch made there along the line of scrimmage. Run ahead about 5-7 yards inside Classical territory to about the 48. Barrasso, the ball carrier. Keith Barrasso, the junior. The receiver and runner, I should say. Caught a catch and run that time for Medford. Joel Disla, a junior, 5'10", 170-pound quarterback. You know, on this whole offense, Tim, you know, of the skilled players, and even on the offensive line, there's not a lot of height. Well, Tevin Cadet, the tackle, is 6'5", and Morley, the other one, 6'1". But everyone else is really under 6 foot. There's nothing size-wise. They don't have that a big body on that offense for Medford High School. Not that you have to. This is a handoff and a run play.
Now, the Gloucester fishermen, both Paul Ingram and Tony Zirilli, will tell you, you know, depending upon the offense you're running, like the wing T, you don't need big guys. In fact, Paul never wanted big guys on the offensive line, especially in his guards, because they had to be quick. They had to get out of their position. They had to get to the outside to either trap, block, kick out on the linebacker or... help with on the defensive lineman to seal the edge. They wanted small, smart guys, and they won Super Bowls with guards who were 5'7", 160.
Are there small, smart guys, Tim? I'm wondering. I thought all the smart guys were big guys.
No.
Here's a quick pass out on the left. The catch is made, but the takedown by Chase Bono on Matt Aridis was immediate.
Yeah, nice coverage there. The smartest kid in my class at Ticket Hard in Lynn was probably one of the smallest kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want folks to think I'm, getting down on shorter people, because I'm not. I mean, a lot of times big people are portrayed as big lugs. You know what I'm saying? I had a friend, and they called him a big lug. And this was his family, you know. So
When I was a savvy, all the smartest kids were the short kids, and all the big guys, we were big lugs.
You don't have small lugs, do you?
No.
I mean, it could be a lug nut. But,
yeah, I've been called that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But big lug. Time being game delayed here for a moment. The officials are talking with Classical. I did not see a flag.
No.
But there is a discussion, and there is a penalty, and they're marking it off against Medford, 5 yards.
Procedure call.
5-yard penalty, setting up a first down and 15. Yeah. Medford will be at the 46 of Lynn Classical.
Unless the side judge right below us, where he's not really in our line of sight, dropped the flag, but I didn't see anything up in the end.
Yeah. Can't be our fault. They must not have thrown the flag. Yeah. You know, if we didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Well, kind
but
of
somehow
people,
or other, they marked
kind of
off the yards.
People.
Yeah.
Not really small, but not really tall.
I don't think we can blame the officials on this one, Tim. All right, first down and 15 for Disla. Back to pass, looking over the middle. Quick toss over the middle, incomplete. Oh, he was looking. Could have been a nice time play to Corey Stinson, kind of sliding out of the backfield. The running back, the junior, almost would have had a nice little catch and go straight ahead over the middle, right over the almost like a middle screen. Not a middle screen, much faster developing than that, but kind of similar to that. The fact that it wasn't a screen, there's another factor there. Down to 5:18 to play first half. Second down and 15 for Medford. Some movement on the line. The Rams of Classical say it's offensive movement by Medford. The officials have a different opinion, I believe. Yes. They say it's against Classical. They encroached, went offside, and so 5 yards goes plussing for Medford, and it's now will be a second and 10 instead of a second and 15 for Medford. Was a lot of movement on both sides of the football on that. Two wideouts again, wide each way. And Disla in trouble, scrambles, comes out of the pocket, runs straight ahead. He's got the 30, and he's got enough for the first down.
Disla on the quarterback key. Chase Bono with the tackle.
Bono credited with the tackle. Chase Bono, the junior. That defensive group for Classical High School, Maurice Segura back there, Chase Bono, Cameron Green, Melvin Neves, Alberto Guerrero, Nick Medeiros. The D-line has Javier Delgado, Kevin Pagaya, Ahmed Jeloso, and Matt Gisano for Classical High School tonight. First and 10, Medford from the 30. Best drive they've had. Here's the snap over the head of the quarterback, and Disla goes down and dives on it back at the 42. So that's a tough break for Medford. They've struggled trying to gain yards here tonight, and they were doing just that until that. Snap over the head of Disla, and he goes back, covers it up. It'll be second down and 20 from the 40.
People are being a little sloppy in their game against Somerville tonight, and that's one of the reasons they find themselves behind.
Really?
Third quarter, yeah.
Here's a throw, and it's down the middle and incomplete, slanting to the right side. Keith Barrasso, the intended receiver, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, he had the receiver open on an inside slant, but as soon as that ball left his hands, it just took off and sailed over both receiver and defender. I think he's trying to put a little bit of extra juice into that throw, and it just got away from him.
Third down and 20 for Medford. Disla all alone in the backfield now. Three wideouts to the right side. Quick pass out to the right side. Barrasso makes the catch, but he's wrapped up right away in the backfield. Quick slant out pass to the right side in the backfield, and Barrasso made the catch, but when he spun around, there were a bunch of green Lynn Classical uniforms all around him.
Yeah, he was likely to get back to the line of scrimmage or even just shy of it.
It's like
on that particular play. The Rams have played very effective, dominating football on both sides of the ball, Bill, including special teams with the successful onside kick and a near recovery on the second one. They've been quick to the ball, limiting any kind of yards after catch. They're quick to the ball and the runner on running plays. This is a classical team we really haven't seen over the last couple of years in terms of the consistent quality of their execution.
Timeout has been called here. 3 minutes, 38 seconds to play in the first half here on MSO News Sports. Where is the local news on local radio? Well, it's right here at MSO News Sports on North Shore Today, posted every single day, every weekday on MSO News Sports. And you can click on our daily post to check out 24/7 radio. The 24/7 radio in the top left-hand corner of the webpage or on our app gets you right to one of our newscasts and some feature interviews as well. So Medford will punt within classical territory, and the ball comes down, lands at the 20, not fielded by the Rams, no return. Rolls to a stop there, and it'll be first down for Lynn Classical at their own 20. They already lead here 25-0 with 3.5 minutes to play in the first half.
Update on the Marblehead Triton score from the Moynihan Lumber Scoreboard. Triton has gone ahead 9-8 over the Magicians.
A lot of folks think that we, you know, like at Fenway Park, that left field scoreboard, that we have the numbers that slide down into the scoreboard, but we don't. We no. do not have those on the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. No, it's completely digital.
It's the pen and ink.
Oh, it's like the LED lights, I think, is what it is. Here's a run play by the Rams for a very short gainer from the 20, maybe out to the 23-yard line. That might have been Tyrese Joseph, the ball carrier.
A lot of my colleagues at Gloucester used to rib me about the fact that I kept a grade book, a physical grade book.
Yeah.
Entering all the grades in, and I kept the I kept the hard copy of my daily attendance as well. I just always did it. But that's what dinosaurs do. They adhere to the old ways.
Yeah. And a roll out, Ridley way down with a pass to the right side. A spinning, twisting Marcus Tucker cannot come down with the football over midfield down at the Medford 40-yard line.
Yeah, at about the 50, Tucker started to just sort of angle in towards the middle of the field, and Ridley threw it to the outside of the numbers, and he just couldn't twist himself back. Plus, he was throwing on the run. That was a well-thrown ball, throwing that on the run.
Yeah, and he threw that 50 yards. Now, that may, yeah. you know, that's not impossible, don't get me wrong, but that ball, a little bit of a breeze out there as well, and Tucker spinning around and almost got himself in position to make that catch. Here's a rollout, a quick pass, and a catch made at the 35. Receiver slammed out of bounds right around the 40-yard line, but it's enough for a first down.
Yeah, that Butler again. Again, he was the underneath throw. He had Tyrese Joseph just leading down the right side of the right sideline and drawing the cornerback with him. And Butler just came right underneath across the middle, and again, really doing a great job of picking the open receiver, putting it right out in front of him. He's able to run into it in stride.
2 minutes, 39 seconds to play. Malcolm Best takes the handoff on first down from the 38 in Lynn Classical territory. Gets 5 yards or 4 yards out to the 42. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. Our video game tonight, Winthrop at Danvers. Check out our website. We'll be updating our schedule from time to time, but we do have a posted tentative broadcast schedule up on our website. Here is Ridley handing off to Best, and he takes it out over the 40 to the 40, out over the 45 rather, to the 48. Very close to the first down, and they've waved the chains ahead for a first down. They spot it out to the 49-yard line, so that'll be a first down for the Rams at their own 49. Kipp Academy in Lynn opened up the season with a win last night here at Manning Field in Lynn. There's a quick pass out on the left side. A catch is made about 9 yards up, and then a run play for 4 more yards, and a flag falls as well. They beat Atlantis Charter 28-0.
31, Joe Camaro on the tackle. There is a flag on the play.
Norwell beat Amesbury tonight. Do you have that one, Tim?
I do not.
20-7. That's a final score. They started early.
It's not even on my sheet. Oh, no, there it is. 27-0?
Yeah. No, no, no. 20-7.
I'm sorry. So, Norwell 7, 20. That's a final.
20-7.
Normally, we don't see Norwell.
No. No, we don't. Down on the South Shore.
Dead ball forcing a foul against Lynn Classical.
Okay, personal foul against Classical here.
15-yard penalty
being marked off against the Rams. The clock showing a minute 52 to play in the first half.
First down and 13.
Some of this game has slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, here are some scores here, Tim, if you want, from and if you want to look at those. I don't think there's anything you don't have, though. So it is Ridley back to pass, standing at the 38, heaving it way downfield, man open. That's Tucker, and he can't hang on to it at the 20.
Oh, he had it in his hands. He turned upfield, and he let it fall. Oh, he's going to see that one in his nightmares.
And he did one of those classic, slapped himself on the helmet with both hands, like, oh, my, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
Marcus Tucker. Wide open. He actually had to slow down a bit to make that catch. And I think maybe that's when he kind of began to think, well, I can't just slide and fly under this ball and keep unstopped all the way to the end zone. Somebody might catch up with me here. And then he began to think, I believe, and that's always trouble.
Yeah,
unless you're a short person. But he's not all that tall. So short people can think, Tim, as you've been telling me.
Yes, they
can. Ridley faking the throw, rolling right now, throwing out on the right side, and it is incomplete. Broken up there by Ryan Burke of Medford. Oh, man. Burke nearly had that ball wrestled away from him, but Burke makes a good defensive play.
Yeah, I thought Joseph was actually going to bring that in, but Burke did a great job of just squeezing himself in front, got the hand up in between Joseph's Joseph's hands. They were both high, and he managed just to push it forward. Fall incomplete. Medford making a play.
You know, that's not quite like a jump ball. It's more like a face-off in hockey, the way those two were going after that football. Muscling each other. Somebody coming out on top. That time, the defender, Burke of Medford, roll out again. A pass, a catch, but it's hit right away. Inside the 45 at the 43. That's might be enough for the first down with the forward progress.
I didn't think he had enough where he initially fell, but it's going to be where the side judge on the far side. I don't think he has it.
No, I don't think so either. I thought he might have had it. Wasn't quite sure, but he's just short. He's clearly a foot short of the first down. This will be fourth down for the Rams inside the 45. It's a first down run. And is this Tucker straight ahead running? Yes, Tucker. Down to the 15-yard line. Nope, not the 15. They're putting it down at the 17, where it'll be first down there. 55 seconds to go for Classical. Leading here 25-0. Very late first half. Game started at about 7:30 here tonight. Here's Ridley sacked. That's the first time that's happened. And we talked about trying something different against Ridley, and maybe the blitz is the thing to do, as they were putting some defenders on Ridley and finally got to him tonight.
J.V. Fernandez, the right defensive end, 6'2", 40, junior, came blasting in off the right edge and got a hand onto Ridley with another one of his linemates. They get off the ball really quick. In that instant, Bill, and they were in the backfield on top of Ridley before he had a chance to even get set up. Did a good job of holding onto the ball and maintaining possession.
North Reading football is up 31-6.
31-6
versus Brighton. Third quarter. They had a good team. They've had some good teams at North Reading the last few years. Rams talking it over after they called a timeout here. to try to punch one more in here to close out the first half, leading by the 25-0 score. They break out of the huddle, and you have Keith Ridley in the shotgun position with a second down here and 12, and it's a run play. Tucker hitting off the right side of the line down to the 22-yard line. No, they marked some more yardage off here. They had the stakes all messed up on the far side. So they right now have a third down here, and it is third down and 12. Here's Ridley lofting one high in the air, trying to have a receiver run underneath it, but it falls incomplete. Kind of a time play. They tried that on a two-point conversion in the end zone. It was not successful. That time Ridley just trying to float one to his receiver. So now it's fourth down and 13 from the 21-yard line. First down would be at the 8. So they're at the 21. They need to get to the 8 for a first down. 20 seconds to play. Ridley looking over at the sideline. Coach Vaughn looks like he's yelling a call in from the sideline or some kind of instructions from the near side here. Here's Ridley with time, throwing to the left man, almost open in the end zone at the receiver. I think is putting his arms out like, hey, I was held here just before I got to the goal line, but the ball falls incomplete, not near the receiver. Two defenders there, and Medford will take over on downs at their own 21-yard line.
Yeah, again, really put a lot of mustard on that one. The ball just flew well beyond the receiver. It was an uncatchable ball. It landed actually beyond the end zone. So he's, you know, and he was almost throwing off of the offense back foot. He was coming back and then just let it go. When you do that, you don't have the overall control that you have when you set your feet and you step into the throw. We're able to bring down your release point. That'll give more direction and stability to the ball.
The Mustangs put a knee down to get the clock running to close out the first half. 8 seconds, and that will do it here at the end of the first half. But what a first half it was for Classical High School and their quarterback, Keith Ridley. A 24-yard touchdown pass, a 52-yard touchdown pass, a 34-yard touchdown pass for touchdowns 1, 2, and 4. And then there was the 8-yard rush by Marcus Tucker. So Ridley throwing to Nashawn Butler, to Chase Bono, and to Adam Washington for scores here in tonight's first half. We'll step aside. We're back with more North Shore High School football just ahead. We're at the half. It is Lynn Classical 25, Medford nothing, here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org. Join us for the 8th annual History and Hops, local beer, food trucks, and more, all to support the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Friday, September 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. For more information, visit lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing. We've created local jobs and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on September 12th and Tuesday, November 7th.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
All right, we're at the half here at Manning Field in Lynn as Lynn Classical leads Medford 25-0 with an outstanding first half effort, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams, recovering an onside kick. Joining me now is the Daily Items, Steve Krause, back again once again for another fall of football. Steve, really a surprising half of football for Lynn Classical.
No, it's not, Tim, and I mean that sincerely. It might be a surprise that it's 25-0, but the fact that they played well and they came out ready to play, that didn't surprise me at all. I happened to watch a classical practice last Saturday, and I haven't seen a team practice like that since I played football. And you know, those are back in the days when coaches could get away with anything. You know,
the knocking heads, but literally,
right. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was there for almost an hour. None of those kids were standing around. When you go see a practice today, and you'll see a bunch of people standing around and a bunch of formations being run, and it almost looks like the thing is being done at half speed. He had these guys running, and if they weren't running, they were getting ready to run. As a matter of fact, they were doing sprints, and he had them running in place or trotting around until they were ready to sprint. He's a serious guy. So if nothing else, I knew they were going to come out ready to play and ready to, you know, to go all out, and they have. They just came right out and took over the game from the first play.
Yeah, they really did, and what surprised me was one, level of intensity. Two, the execution. How crisp the execution was on running plays. The backs are quick. They recognize the hole. They hit the ball. They hit the hole hard. They can elude tacklers. They can run through tacklers. Defensively, again, getting to the ball, short tackling. One of the all-around best efforts, and we just discussed it before we started, one of the best all-around efforts from a classical team that we've seen in a long time, putting all three phases of the game together, and it produces a 25-0.
And I have to say that, you know, a lot of people, after they get up by two touchdowns, a lot of people might have been a little bit disappointed in Vaughn going for the onside kick. But, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot. You got to get while the getting's good. And then he's, you know, the guy over at Medford's not a bad coach. He's going to figure some things out. And if you can be up three or four touchdowns by the time he does, all the better for you.
At 14-0, it's still anybody's game.
Right.
And again, you know, you got a team, first time out, you're the first year coach. The kids, obviously, as you said from the practice, are buying into the system. They're energized. You want to utilize that energy.
Right.
You know, and okay, here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to onside kick. Yeah, and you know, the kids had to be like, yeah, let's really surprise these guys. And then Medford, to Miser, the up men backed away from the ball.
Yeah.
And the classical kids just swung to it. You know,
it was a very well-executed kick because it didn't go much longer than 10 yards.
Oh, no. And it's like they knew, okay, 10, pile on, and everybody was there. So, I mean, that's playing to your audience. You're not worrying about who's going to go, what's the odds I kick it for? You're feeding on the enthusiasm and the energy of your team. You get this. You get the ball. You just scored. You're going to get the ball back with another opportunity to score on their side of the field. So let's go do it.
It's the best coach, it's the best hire they could have had after the whole Tim Phelps thing last year. It was the best thing they could have done was go out and get him. I think that's who Gene Constantino, the principal, wanted all along. I think Brian Vaughn wanted to come back to Lynn. So it's a perfect marriage that happened at the right time for Classical. He's had some success. It's not like he hasn't. He went to a Super Bowl with Pope John. He pretty much turned around Boston English in a year. He coached at South Boston, but that was kind of a lost cause. And I don't know what's going to end up happening over the course of a season, but, you know, he certainly started out well.
You know, if this score holds, they may tack on a couple more. Memphis, Quebec may score. But this first half, for coaches that are scouting Classical for the upcoming weeks in Medford, they're going to go back and tell their coaches, we're going to have to bring the A game. We're not going to be able to send out a B effort and beat these guys the way they're playing tonight, because it's intense, it's sharp, they're executing. These guys believe in what they're doing right now.
Right. And you could tell from watching that practice. You know, it's funny. I played and I went through those kinds of practices too. And you're always going to find a kid or two that's, that's the shoulders are slumping a little bit, you know, and they're not one kid shoulders were sagging or anything like that. All those kids were just, they were into it. You know, and for those kinds of drills, he made it fun.
Yeah.
He didn't, he tried to make it as fun as he could. Yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. I have been up for this season. One of the things, I despise the fact that summer's over, I will have to say that since they hired him last whenever it was, I have been looking forward to this because I really wanted to see what he could do with this kind of a program because, you know, it's a big enough school that they're going to have athletes. And one of the great things about, I always thought about guys like Matt Durgan, is that Matt could identify his athletes and put them in position to succeed.
Yes.
It's not rocket science. And off of one half of football, it kind of looks like Brian has the same philosophy.
He's
let your athletes win the game for you.
You know, quarterback, he's a 6'3", 215 quarterback who's strong, good arm, mm-hmm. as he showed throughout the first half. Recognizes, can read the field, recognize when he can run and where to run. So he's helped the offense in that sense. Let's change gears a little bit, Steve. The local football scene. Saugus got crushed by St. Mary's earlier tonight. I don't know if that bodes ill for Saugus for the rest of the year.
I don't think he can make a convincing argument that either team is going to trend that way. Saugus, St. Mary's, they might have lost some kids, but come on. They still got Calvin Johnson and a bunch of other. They're going to be good. How good is subject to whatever happens? And Saugus, they seem to be starting over every year. So it's not a good team to start over against, St. Mary's.
Swampscott.
It should be okay. They have a quarterback that's back for Frary, who had a decent season last year. And he's back. They got a receiver who's back. I don't see them as being terrible. They should be okay. Be a good game, a good test for them tomorrow. And the other team that I think I'm interested in seeing is English. Because that quarterback, Severance, he can play.
Yeah.
And I thought he had a real good game last Thanksgiving, even though English lost the way they did. He can play. Beverly's always good. I think Danvers, and I think Danvers is going to struggle a lot. I think they lost everybody.
The Danvers is up against Winthrop. It was 21-0 at the half.
The only team that's going to struggle more than Danvers might be Winthrop.
Yeah.
So,
All right, that's going to wrap up the halftime show here, the Moynihan halftime show at Manny Field in Lynn with Classical up on Medford 25-0. I want to thank Steve Krause of the Daily Item for stopping by and sharing his thoughts. Steve, thanks as always.
Thank you, Timothy.
All right, and we'll be back with second half action after these words.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
Lynn Classical to kick off to Medford to start the second half. It's a line drive kick. Hits off a defender at the 30-yard line and rolls inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, where it is covered up by the Mustangs to start the second half. It was a Lynn Classical first half. They led 25-0 at the half here. As we start the third quarter right now, Medford with the football, first down at their 24-yard line. Joel Disla is their quarterback. Offensive line, Vinny Tabanisi at center. Tim Galsick and Nick Dunn are the senior guards. Tevin Cadet and Jacob Morley are juniors and senior, respectively, tackles on the offensive line for Medford. Halfbacks on each side of the quarterback. The give is off to Chris Perella, who was hit in the backfield. Will lose some yardage on that, as all kinds of Classical defenders, including from the secondary, Chase Bono, coming up and getting into the backfield for Classical High School. To give Chase Bono credit would be underselling about four of his other teammates who were right there as well. So it's a loss of 3 yards. Second down and 13 for Medford from their 20 or 21-yard line. Again, it's the handoff to Perella. This time it's a conventional runoff hitting off the right side of the line. He gets no gain on that. Looked like he might have got a yard initially, but he does get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. Started with a deep drop on that. It was not the quickest developing run play either. But this Ram defense is very tight here against the Medford offense. I mean, the deepest guy is just about 9 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and he's playing a 4-3.
A little less than that.
So he's able to jam the holes, and the linebackers are getting up very quickly in between the linemen.
This is a run play with a wing coming from the right side, trying to go around left end out to the 22. Maybe a gain of 1 yard on that. But again, short yardage, setting up a fourth down.
Medford tried to go up the left side between the tackle and the guard. And again, classical, four guys, two linebackers, two linemen, just collapsed on the runner as he tried to split the hole. And again, as you talked, Bill, about them being up so close, it's really making it tough to penetrate, to find gaps, and to get to the next level.
Ishmael Johnson was the deep guy on that last defensive set for Classical High School. And now it's time to punt, and the punt snap rolls over the punter's head down into the end zone, and he boots it away from there. And it rolls only out to the 23. Oh, man, tough break there. I think it's J.V. Fernandez who was back in punt cover, punt to retake the snap, rather. The snap went over his head. He ran back to the goal line, picked it up. It actually had rolled about a yard deep into the end zone. He grabs it from there, punts it away. Very good play on his part.
Wow.
But it was a very short punt, obviously, under much duress, if you will.
Yes.
So it'll be at a first down classical at the Medford 23-yard line.
Yeah, he had two Rams chasing him. He was just lucky to get wide enough of him to get his foot on the ball.
It looked like a safety was going to happen for a moment there, for sure. Here's a run play. Marcus Tucker of Classical from the Medford 23 slices his way inside the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. Thought he got more than that, actually, but it's about a five-yard gain. That started deep in the backfield. Again, a run play. Tucker coming left side. Breaks one tackle. Spins. Comes around the left corner, backs his way over the 15, and a flag falls at the 15.
Yeah. Late hit. It was marginal at best, but the ref threw the flag.
Well, as you guys touched on at the beginning of the interview, you and Steve, well, this is against Medford, as you mentioned, Tim. So it marks the ball down inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. Yeah, 7-yard line, where it'll be first and goal for Classical there. Is that the Rams really came out with a lot of energy here tonight and came out, you know, executing very well, to their credit. Here's a run play, and they hop it over the line down inside the 5 to the 4 for a gain of 3 yards. Best the ball carrier. Ridley. Looking around. Very calm and cool quarterback here tonight for the Rams. The junior takes a direct snap. And hands off Best, starts to the middle, cuts around the defenders and into the end zone for the 4-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, you know, Billy, you mentioned the poise of the quarterback, and that is just emanating from all of the players. They know what they're doing. They know what play they're going to execute. And they're just going about their business of doing it. No one's looking at each other. No one's questioning. Everybody knows what the play is.
Point after kick is up by Ishmael Johnson. It looks strong, and it is.
That was a huge kick.
Adam Washington, huh? I don't think so. I think that's 6. Right?
Okay, so we have some updated scores here from the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. End of three, it's 28-0. Danvers over Winthrop. Here it's 32-0. Classical over Medford. Gloucester final, 29-8. Malahead still trailing Triton, 9-8. Salem over the Prep, 27-14. Somerville over Peavey, surprisingly to a lot of people, 24-7 in a big upset.
Oh, my.
North Reading over Brighton, as you gave us earlier, Bill, 31-6. Ipswich final, 14-0 over Essex Tech.
The kickoff is a line drive landing at the 20 and skimming and rolling into the end zone. It'll come out at the 20. First and 10 for Lynn Classical High School.
And
for Medford, I'm sorry.
And the Gloucester High School Fishermen girls field hockey team, coached by my former student, Lauren Riley Goff, beat, I guess today, I think it was, 4-1. Go Gloucester.
Okay.
And Beverly's boys Beverly Soccer beat Salem 3-2.
Looks like Salem beat Austin Prep 27-14. Oh, no, that's starting the fourth. 27-14 starting the fourth. Here's a pass. Ooh. Disla gets hit as he releases it, and the ball falls incomplete out on the right side out there, about 10 yards up.
He got blindsided. He was looking to the right side of the field into the flats, and I think it may have been number 55 who just came in and laid the wood to him. Literally.
No, he didn't literally lay the wood to
him.
Well,
figuratively.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's wrong. If he did that, that's just wrong.
That's just right.
That's not right. You know, that's I'm all for hard-hitting football, but that's not right. Here's a run play out to the 23. The ball carrier, Matt Aridis, the junior for Medford, coming near side left. Aridis to the 23.
Chase Bono chased him down from the far side of the field and brought him down after just a minimal gain. Let's see. Thank you, Uncle Bill. Let's see. Who's local? Reading over Wakefield, 48-14. Norwell over Amesbury, 20-7.
Ipswich final was in there too, wasn't it?
Yes, that was 14-0. I gave that one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir. Is that from the Herald?
That's the auxiliary Moynihan scoreboard. You know, for different people, it's not like we have just one Moynihan scoreboard. You know, Rick and Paul Ingram have theirs up there tonight in Danvers, and Tim has the big one there, and there's a small one here.
That's the update I've been looking for. My friend James Coffey, Falmouth 37, Mount Ararat, nothing.
Well, you know where is that school, and what's their nickname?
Mount Ararat is in Turkey. Everybody knows that, Bill.
Turkey, Maine. Is there a Turkey, Maine? There's a Moscow, Maine, right?
Yeah. There's a Florida, Massachusetts.
Moscow, Vermont, too.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Mount Ararat. Wait a minute. Is a school logo an arc?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Medford with a fourth down in 2 from their 28. We're just about to punt, and a timeout has been called. They are trailing here by the score of 32-0.
I want Mount Ararat to play Mount Sinai.
Yeah. What other mounts? Mount Hermon, if they were in another league, maybe?
Yep. To be the ox against the tablets.
I want you to know it's been a long day for me, Tim. You know, it's just been a long day.
I actually slept in today for one of the first times.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Felt like half the day was gone when I got up. It was 8 o'clock, and I felt like, oh, God, I'm wasting the day.
Time to punt. Fernandez back, snaps a bit high, pulls it down, though. Right foot bows into the ball. This time he is able to field that snap. Wasn't over his head. Boots it away. There's no return. So an effective punt for him as it rolls to the 38 of Classical High School.
I thought it was going to turn over better for him, and it turned, but it didn't bounce very, very far. And then on the second bounce, it sort of spun to the right, and he got 3 or 4 more yards out of the roll there. So,
kind of like a changeup in baseball, that punt. And not allowing the kind of traditional setup and return by an opponent. So I like that.
Let's see. It's 27-14 there from Mike. Ooh, Red Sox are actually winning 8-0.
Wow.
Yeah. Pomerantz is out of his mind lately.
You didn't stay up for that.
I went to bed with, like, just before the 2-minute warning. I don't even want to talk about it.
What do you mean the 2 minute? No, I'm at the baseball game. Here's Ridley to throw way downfield. Knocked down incomplete.
Oh, should have been picked.
Yeah. Defensive play there by Ryan Burke.
Yep. Let it go through his arms and dropped it. Should have made the pick again. Now, the underthrown ball, we've seen Ridley a couple of times now just loft the ball up a very high trajectory. When he needs to put a bit more, not more air, but more distance on the ball, because the ball is falling short of his receivers as it's arriving to them, and yet there were a couple other passes to the far side of the field in the second quarter. He just rifled it right past his receivers.
Fake handoff, Ridley runs to the right side, now options it out to the right, and it is Tucker fielding that option and then getting hit almost immediately without much of a gain coming around right end.
Yeah, Chris Perella, one of the captains, linebacker, 5'10", 185 for Medford, really sprung that out nicely. He had the contain on the outside man, kept it, and when Ridley made the toss, he just jumped on him right away and prevented any kind of gain, sizable gain from being made there. Only gained about a half a yard.
This will be third down after the incomplete pass and the short run. Ridley again back in shotgun formation. Malcolm Best in the backfield with him. Receivers, two of them each way here. Ball near hash mark right side. Working left to right are the Rams. Quick pass over the middle. Incomplete. That was tipped at the last moment. So that was a very big defensive play by Wico Richard, the sophomore cornerback.
6'3", 175, and he used all 6'3 of that length to stretch out and make that deflection, because that ball would have been caught in stride and probably may have gone for six.
Yeah, I think so.
Great athletic move there.
Yeah, that was that very well likely was a touchdown-saving tip by Richard. Now, Richard had some nice size there. You know, he had some, had some quickness. Yeah.
6'3", 195, that's what coaches like.
Deshaun Butler back to punt for Classical High School, standing at the 26-yard line, runs to the right after receiving the snap, boots it away over his defenders. They don't touch it. They let it roll. It's not going to be fielded, and it rolls and rolls to the 27.
Almost hit number 9, one of the downfield men, Matt Gisano. Gisano didn't see the ball. He was going straight down the middle of the field, and it landed next to him. And luckily, it bounded further down the field, so he ended up chasing it.
Yeah, it was close. That was inches. That was, I guess, perfect execution, if you will.
Yes.
You could say that.
So my brother-in-law sends me a message last night. Got cheap tickets for a standby flight and two cheap rooms Sunday through Monday in Key West. Want to go?
Oh, man. I was in Key West a few years ago. Interesting place. Here's Disla back to pass, and he's smothered. Sacked back at the 21.
He took the snap, looked up, and saw three Ram linemen and linebackers all over him. Number 50, number 24, and number 55 for Lynn Classical. Javier Delgado, Chauncey Williams. I mean, they just blew the gaps. And the quarterback had absolutely no opportunity to do anything with that ball. Dissel was just swamped.
Second down, 15. Pass out on the right in the backfield. The catch is made, but it's a loss of a yard or two on that. Negative yard on a completion. Yards on a completion.
Again, Classical playing, as you mentioned, Bill, uptight. The pass was made by Disla out into the flat, and the Classical defender right on the receiver as soon as he's making that catch. And again, no yards after catch tonight.
Here's a final, North Reading over Brighton, 31-8. So the Hornets pick up a W. Danvers still leading, but still with some time left. A few minutes left. Looks like it's 31-0 there. Here's a runoff around the right side out over the 30 to the 35, 40 before the runner is brought down.
Corey Stinson, the ball carrier.
Stinson, the ball carrier. 2 minutes, 47 seconds. Again, we missed our opportunity on the 50-50. The woman, a lot of times they come up here thinking that we're the ones that announce that stuff and that But she may not actually have the money, so I don't know if we could have knocked her off. Yeah, yeah.
But actually, if we told her okay, and then we held the ticket and went down, we could get the money.
No, but she only would have. She doesn't have the winning ticket.
Oh,
yeah.
She's just got the numbers.
She's got the corresponding ticket. You have to show up with the ticket to match that ticket.
What was the catch with those tickets?
Yeah, so.
Corey Stinson, the ball.
I know. Stinson again for a short gainer. Second down and 10. Again, an apparent foolproof plan for wealth for Tim and myself falls through. Well, Tim Phelps was coaching here tonight at Manning Field, but he's an assistant coach with St. Mary's, the former head coach at Lynn Classical High School. Quick pass out on the right side. They shoot it ahead on the right for about a four-yard gain out to the 45.
Marblehead has come back to take a 16-9 lead over Triton with 2:44 left to go. According to Dan Harrison on the Moynihan Lumber School Board update.
Do you think Coach Rudloff is relaxed right now? I have a feeling he may not be.
No,
Coach Rudloff. How you doing, Coach? Don't talk to me now, guys. Yeah. Don't talk to me now.
Hey, the only guy more intense than Jim on his staff is Ben Goodyear.
No, no. Ben's great.
Yes, it is.
And they run it again, and this time for very little yardage on third down. And this will
run
set up
jet,
fourth down.
Ran the jet sweep there to the right, and again, 31-0 final from Classical from the Div. Did you have that?
No, I didn't have the final.
Okay,
I had a few minutes left.
So it's 31-0 final.
BC High over Andover, 34-7, if you want that one.
Yeah.
Oh, you take Falmouth, Maine. But you don't take BC High and Andover.
I don't know anybody. Let's see. 32-0.
There's a flag down on the field here.
Linfield over Newburyport.
Flag is down. Officials are talking it over. They've come to the near side to maybe check in with Brian Vaughn, the Classical coach, but ever so briefly. Now Medford players are deploying back out on the field. A few of them had hustled off the sidelines, or a couple of them. Now they're all back, and we should be ready to go here. We've got a fourth down here and about four for Medford at their 47. They need to get the ball just over midfield for the first down. They got a man in motion from the right side. Give to the shotgun look. And the handoff to the running back who turns the right side and doesn't get anything. That's Stinson. So a big stop there to end the third quarter for Classical High School. So we played three and the score. It's Lynn Classical 32, Medford nothing. Back with more football just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
If you're thinking of replacing the doors and windows in your home, please visit the Door and Window Showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
Lynn Classical football as we get the first snap of the fourth quarter. And they've run it from the 43, Malcolm Best, down to the 39, about a four-yard gain. Ridley, a quarterback in Medford territory. They are leading 32-0. Just underway now, fourth quarter. Lynn Classical leading Medford here on MSONewsSports.com. We got two games tomorrow for you. Hamilton Wenham playing host to Bishop Fenwick at 2 o'clock on Channel B and on Channel A, right where you are tuned now. It would be Lynn English playing host to Beverly also at 2 o'clock right here from Manning Field. Here's Ridley snapping a pass off on the left side. The catch is made out on the right side by Nashawn Butler. Butler with the catch. Not enough for the first down as they place it at the 35. He needed to get down to the 33. You got a score, Tim?
No, I was remiss in passing along the venerable one's statistics for the first half, and I'll do that in a moment.
Here's Ridley faking the handoff, running around left end. He's down to the 20, down near the 10. There's a flag down, though, so this could very well come back. But Ridley showing that ability to run the football again.
To illustrate the dominance of Lynn Classical in the first half of this game, Bill, they had 348 total yards, 192 running, 156 passing. They had 16 first downs. Medford, on the other hand, had 57 yards on 45 yards rushing, 13 yards passing, and only four first downs. So it just goes to illustrate just how effective on both phases of the offense that Lynn Classical was, and how dominant the defense was in stifling Medford's both air and ground attack.
So not only does a big Ridley run come back, but they'll mark some yardage off against the Rams from that. And so the ball is placed down at the 36-yard line, and where it will be third down and about short four for the Rams, with two receivers out to the right, two to the left side, and one running back, Malcolm Best, besides quarterback Keith Ridley in the backfield. Now Best goes to his right side. Direct snap to Ridley. Ridley looks over the middle. That's where the throw goes, and he throws it too high and hard over the middle, intended for Nashawn Butler.
Yeah, again, he was backtracking, didn't set his feet, wasn't able to lay the ball in there. Again, right on, where he wanted it to go, but just a little high, and just a little bit too hard. The kid has a rocket for an arm. He could, as the season progresses and he gets even more and more comfortable into this offense, he's going to be a devastating weapon for Coach Fun.
Here is Ridley again in some trouble. He'll scramble right up the middle, and he eludes one tackle and is finally taken down with a second effort, defensive effort by Medford down at the 29-yard line. Looked like for a moment they were going to face mask him, but they did not, as one of the defenders was up high, and then Ridley kind of a nice little move eluded him and did the stop and start and sprinted out to the left and picked up a couple of more yards. It'll be a first down for Lynn Classical at the 28 of Medford. Ridley with three receivers out to the far side right, one in motion back to the left side. Ridley takes the direct snap to give us the Best, the ball carrier. 5 yards, maybe six down inside the 25 to the 24. Looks like Marblehead has pulled off an interception here. Austin Prep has defeated, Salem has defeated Austin Prep.
27-14.
Yep, that's a final. So here's a final, Marblehead over Triton, 16-9.
Yes.
That's a final, okay. So I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Not at this point.
Okay.
Not at this point.
Okay. Nothing's changed then, has it, from this year to last, from last year to this year?
Yeah, I'm just on top of this.
Yeah. Man. Did you know that, Tim? Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it all.
No,
yeah, I've known that.
No.
You did? Okay. Whatever it is, whatever it is, a score from the Dual County League or up in Maine or the latest on Rosie O'Donnell. This guy knows it.
I've got it.
He knows it.
I have it.
Unbelievable. And it, I'm telling you,
I teach
history. I'm telling you, watching The View every day for you is paying off.
Bill, I'm so good. I teach history before it happens.
There you go. How does he do it, you ask? How does he do it? There's a catch down, short gainer down to the 17. First down for Classical High School. Leading here 32-0, 8:24 to play in tonight's fourth quarter. Here on MSO New Sports. What a night for Ridley. Here's Best taking the getting the handoff to the 13 he goes. St. Mary's defeated Saugus in the first game here of this doubleheader, 54-21.
Gain of 5 on the play.
Ridley out of the shotgun again this time. He has three receivers out to the far side right. Best to his right side, but he looks left. The throw goes there, and it's incomplete. Two defenders there, one receiver.
Yeah, looked, he was zeroed in on that receiver. That drew the double coverage. He had two receivers spread to the right, but they were basically in the same area. It wouldn't have been a good choice to go there, but he chose not even to look in the direction. He was locked on that one target.
There we go. Next week, Winthrop is at Medford, while this classical team will go to Malden in their next game on the 2017 schedule, weekend 2. Ridley faking the handoff, keeping it, dancing his way down to the 10. Does a little polka into the end zone for a touchdown. Oh, man. About a 13-yard touchdown run for Keith Ridley, and why not? What a night he has had here tonight for Lynn Classical High School. Their first touchdown here in the fourth quarter.
So it was a polka?
Kind of like a polka,
like,
yeah.
Not like a tarantella?
I don't know that one. Not a pirouette either.
Think back to your childhood. Who did the tarantella?
Point after kick is up. That was good. Yeah, that's 6. So that is Ishmael Johnson, yeah. 39. We were at 39-0. Ishmael Johnson with the point after kick.
Which character from the youth, Bill? I saw this question.
No, you know, what
did the tarantella?
I don't know. It
Captain
does.
Hook.
Oh.
He wanted the music.
I don't remember a lot of Captain Hook. I don't know. I do remember Captain Hook, but I don't. Now I remember Bugs Bunny doing some dancing. I mean, he used to do the foxtrot. He would waltz. Or some other
Elmer
dances.
Fudd
no, he would do the. What other dance? What is that? The rumba?
They were doing his Chiquita Rivera.
Yeah, one of those imitations. Dances. Yeah. I don't have that dance right.
As we wander down memory lane here.
Highbrow. Tim Kearns here pulling dance trivia on me from the 1940s. I'm sorry. Bouncing kickoff down to the 18-yard line. Fielded there by Medford. Run back out to the 28-yard line. Maybe the 29.
Okay, for our listeners of a certain age, who played Peter Pan in the original stage production?
You know, I know this one.
You
know, it's funny because this came up the other day because, and it's funny, and I couldn't think of the other woman that played her later on in life.
Kathy Rigby.
I just thought of her the other day. Just now as you mentioned that, I did think of Kathy Rigby, but yep. I couldn't think of that name the other day. But it's Mary Martin, right?
Mary Martin. And yep. Who is she mother of?
Mary Martin was mother of, I don't know.
Larry Hagman.
Oh, okay. I would not have gotten that, I don't think. Not under this kind of pressure. Give me another.
Oh, we got a face mask.
Quick pass, a catch, and a possible personal foul on Classical. Arenas with the catch. 7 minutes to play in the football game.
Yes, I just caught that and whipped that flag right away.
I do. Oh, I know. It was a song that was playing. It reminded me of the Peter Pan song, I'll Never Grow Up, which is the only. And then I thought to myself, no, seriously, I thought to myself, well, what other songs are there from Peter Pan? I couldn't think of one. But then something interrupted called Life, and I went on with my day. But I think I was brushing my brushing my teeth at that time.
It's why my buddies always make sure they take me to play trivia.
No, I don't want to grow up, but I don't know any other songs there from Peter Pan. But there must have been a bunch. I think that's one of those movies or plays that was, you have to be very young to like it.
Yeah, and Mary Martin had a deal with the networks. It would only be shown like every 5 years because she didn't want it, you know, played and so people would get tired of it.
Yeah.
Where The Wizard of Oz was on every year. And I'd never get tired of that either.
I used to get scared with that, The Wizard of Oz.
You know, for years, I always thought the horse of a different color just was a different shade of gray. Because my parents had a black and white TV.
Oh, okay.
So you never saw the color. So all you saw was the shade of gray, like darker. Like,
right.
One horse of a different color.
Here is a pass by the Medford quarterback Disla. It's batted down near the line of little over the line of scrimmage, incomplete.
Yeah, number 44, Robert Sorice, junior linebacker, 5'5", 150. No, shot guy made the play. Got a hand on it and just was shy of making the interception on his own tip.
This clock on the computer, Tim, says it's 2:46 in the afternoon here. I don't think that's right.
No, and it's kind of strange. It's hooked in, and yet it hasn't self-corrected the time. For those of you wondering, it is actually 9:24.
Disla in the shotgun, running back to his right, takes it. Here comes the pressure, and he's taken down. Javi and Delgado there, along with, I think it's Delgado, knocking him down. Good defensive play by Classical as they continue to play well on both sides of the football here tonight under first-year head coach Brian Vaughn, a graduate of Lynn English High School who played in a Division III Super Bowl his senior year with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Delgado did a great job. He's playing right defensive end, right outside linebacker, and he came across the field to pull down Disla as he was trying to come up the right slot. Great pursuit speed.
Fourth down and 10, a punt. And it is Fernandez putting the foot on the ball, rolling it down without a return inside the 25, inside the 20. Rolling to the 16, and that's where it stops.
Yeah, Darrell Reck was hoping for a nice big bounce. He got the bounce, but it suddenly did a left-hand turn in front of him, went to his right, and he just backed away from it as it went towards the sideline. A really smart decision there. Special teams, well coached by the Rams, demonstrating that tonight. They've only had a couple of penalties. But, again, just really impressed with the level of execution by the Rams. Sometimes opening nights can be a little ragged, as we saw last night with the hometown team. I guess ragged is putting it mildly. But Classica has come out most impressively, and they've maintained that the intensity and the execution throughout the entire
I guess process. They can be a little hungry when they didn't raise the divisional banner up here tonight before the game here.
And it looks like Classica is making some substitutions. Number 74, Jason Ruiz, a senior, 5'11", 210, makes his way onto the field. As well as number 14, Danny DeSoto is coming in, sophomore.
Yeah, timeout called here. I think the Rams made some substitutions, but I think they're going to make either some more or make a couple of corrections here. So a timeout has been called.
Seeing Andy Gomez is in the lineup. Haven't heard his name or seen his number much tonight. Number 10, Samson Saray, a senior wide receiver. So coach is emptying the bench, and he's putting in some seniors who might not have gotten a lot of time. Christian Reed, a sophomore, is in the lineup. As you can see the numbers. Dennis Pierce is on the defensive line as well for the Rams. He's a junior.
New quarterback. So that's one of the changes that came out after the timeout because Ridley was still out on the field, even though you had noted there were a few other changes. So on the new quarterback, just hands off the football for Lynn Classical High School, that being Kyle Peachy.
Well, you know, you got 4 minutes left. Get some of these guys in there. You know, they're on the team for a reason because you believe they can make a contribution. You want to get them some experience, get them in the game, get them some contact, and because you never know when a key player is one of your starters is going to get down. A nice defensive play in the backfield by number 28 for Medford. That's Corey Stinson.
dropping the running back for a loss.
So it'll be a third down and long for Classical High School, but they are leading here in this game, 39-0, with just minutes to go in tonight's game. Tomorrow, right here on MSO News Sports, Beverly at Lynn English, 2 o'clock kickoff, right here on MSO News Sports. Bishop Fenwick at Hamilton Wenham. Rick Moore, Marty Smith will be up at Hamilton for that game. Here's a run play. Running back bounces out to the near side left, and the ball carrier there was Marcus Tucker, so he's still in the game. Next week, by the way, we've got some good games for you next week. Beverly playing at Gloucester. You got Danvers at Peabody. And then on Saturday, Triton will be at Swampscott. So we've got a lot of great games coming up here on MSO News Sports.
Swampscott's a Saturday game?
It is a Saturday game, yeah.
It'll be the first game at the new field.
New football, first
new
football game, yeah.
Field.
Yeah.
Are they going to rename it or just maintain
one? No, I don't think so, no. I don't think so, no. It's still Bloxwich Field. And here's the punt there.
Oh, a nice turn.
By Nashawn Butler as he runs out to the right side, off to the right, then hits it up the right sidelines, and it lands over midfield and rolls inside the 35.
He got a 13-yard roll on that on that kick bill. He did the old Australian kick. He rolled out to his right a little bit and swung the leg laterally, and good high kick, had hang time. Players had a chance to get down around it, and then it just took a really favorable bounce. Turned over very nicely for him. A lot of times when they build these new multi-use turf fields, they often name entire facility, and then like a Gloucester. It's New Balance. It's New Stadium at New Balance Field.
Yeah. Well, I know over at the prep, they've named the field after Fred Glatz, the former football coach and AD. What a deserving person to have that named after him. Fred Glatz, really a solid coach, and then, of course, as athletic director as well. And followed up by Jim O'Leary, who's a longtime coach and now just athletic director at the school, but overseeing a massive project there. We're going to be doing a story on that in the days ahead, but I know you've probably already seen a number of them in the paper, but what a facility and complex they have over there.
Fred Glatz, I met Fred when I was doing cardiac rehab up in Danvers, and we were in the same group.
Well, you two guys are alike.
Oh, my God. All we did was laugh and tell stories. He was hilarious.
He is a great guy.
Oh,
he's a very good
God guy.
Yeah. You wouldn't, you would think he's pretty calm, pretty reserved,
he's
a pretty funny guy, pretty good guy. Yeah.
Oh, nice play.
There's a run play by the quarterback, and the defense swarms him.
Yeah, Disla was looking for a hole to run in. I think it was number 23, Alvin Jim for Classical, just shot a gap and tackled him behind the line of scrimmage for a 3-4 yard loss. Again, excellent pursuit, excellent reading of the offense by the line, by the linebacker. Just an impressive display of preparedness for the Rams tonight.
Time running down in this one, but it's been all Rams here tonight, 39-0, with a minute 18 to play in tonight's fourth quarter. Disla hurls one out on the left, just a little ahead of the line of scrimmage. A catch and run. First down grab there by Ryan Burke, the senior.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game from South tonight, both offensively and defensively. It's been too much Classical. You know, and again, the pursuit, he's made some catches, he's made some yards, but again, he just hasn't been able to break one away. Nice job, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Nice job. Yes. A couple of the Classical coaches were up in the box making their way down to join the team on the field in their last combat.
That was Manny.
Yeah.
we want that goose egg, and the last play, number 99 makes it. Natural Allen, a senior. Defensive end, 6'1", 190, as we just heard the word. First year playing defense, came in and made a big sack on Disla. Again, another, that's a big loss. That's about a 8-9 yard loss. And 24 seconds and the clock is ticking. And Classical, for all intents and purposes, is going to start the season with a 39-0 win, Bill.
They are. Disla hands off, run play around the left side. And it's good for maybe 15 yards down to the 40, but the stop is made there. 5 seconds, and that will just about do it here in tonight's game. It's all over. Final score, 39 to nothing, rather, and Tim will be back with a recap just ahead.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org. Join us for the 8th annual History and Hops, local beer, food trucks, and more, all to support the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Friday, September 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. For more information, visit lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your 4 votes on September 12th and Tuesday, November 7th.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field, where Classical has opened up the 2017 Northeast Conference football season with a 39-0 win over Medford, and it was all Classical all night long. Let's review the scoring in the first quarter. 24-yard pass from Ridley to Butler. Didn't take all that long, 39 seconds. 59-yard drive. They then scored again, a 52-yard pass from Keith Ridley to Chase Bono. Made it 13-0 on the point after by Adam Washington. In the first quarter, again, an 8-yard rush by Marcus Tucker. The pass, 2-point pass attempt failed. It was 19-0. In the second quarter, path from Ridley to Adam Washington, 34 yards, made it 25-0. And that's the way the half ended. In the third quarter, a 4-yard run by Malcolm Best made it 32-0. And then to close out the scoring, a 13-yard keeper by Keith Ridley, and the Ishmael Johnson PAT made it the final score of 39-0. And the most impressive win by Classical tonight As you've heard us describe throughout the broadcast, how efficient they were on both offense and defense. Their special team play was outstanding as well. So Classical certainly has served notice of their intent to be a player in the Northeast Conference on the heels of this particular victory. So let's close out the evening with some updates on scores as we've gotten them in lately. Most of these are our final scores, with the exception of one, which I'll start off with here. Last score I had was Linfield 32-0 over Newburyport, and that could very well be a final at this point. But Danvers beat Winthrop 31-0. Gloucester over Revere 29-8. Marblehead 16-9 in a comeback win over Triton. Salem 27-14 over Austin Prep. Somerville in an upset 24-7 over Peabody. St. Mary's routing Saugerties 54-21. North Reading 51-8 over Brighton. Ipswich 14-0 over Essex Tech. Amesbury 20-7 over Norwell. And Georgetown an 18-14 winner over Tech of Boston. So again, as Bill mentioned, we'll be back on the air tomorrow from Manning Field again at 2 o'clock, at about 1 o'clock, with our pregame show before the Beverly English contest at 2. Rick and Paul will be at Hamilton Wenham for when Fenwick takes on the Generals. That's at 1:30, so they'll be on the air by at least 12:45, 1 o'clock, and the Prep is playing at Haverhill. I'm sure there'll be a lot of fans there, considering the outcome of the game last year, very close fought and close scoring game. So for Bill Newell, Ed Popowski, the entire MSO News Sports crew, I'm Tim Kern. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back on air tomorrow.